What is the purpose of church? It is easier to define the word, church, and to cite scriptures that describe, church, colon. Church, the Greek word is, ekklesia, ek equals out of, or, out from, kaleo equals called or summoned, the called out ones. But defining the word church does not give us the purpose of the church. Describing the purpose of the church can be further confused by imposing a purpose onto the church, as is the case by Pastor Rick Warrens, founder of Saddleback Church, California, extremely popular and successful book, The Purpose-Driven Church. Warren, in his book, proposes that in order for a church to be healthy, it must become a purpose-driven church, built around the five New Testament purposes given to the church by Jesus. Worship, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, Matt 22:37. Ministry, love your neighbor as yourself, Matt 22:39. Evangelism, go therefore and make disciples, Matt 28:19. Fellowship, baptizing them, Matt 28:19, identification with the Christian community. Discipleship, teaching them to obey all that I command you, Matt 28:20. Warren's primary thesis is that what is needed today are churches that are driven by purpose instead of by other forces, p. 80. His paradigm consists of a perspective that looks at everything through the five New Testament purposes of the church, and a process for fulfilling those purposes, p. 80. These five purposes, says Warren, are taken directly from the Great Commandment in Matt 22:37-40, and the Great Commission in Matt 28:18-20, and are therefore non-negotiable in the application of the model. The issue is church health, not church growth, declares Warren. If your church is healthy, growth will occur naturally. Healthy, consistent growth is the result of balancing the five biblical purposes of the church. The earliest examples of the rudimentary church can be found in Matthew 11, when Jesus finishes instructing his first 12 disciples, and gives them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every sickness. Then, in Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20, Jesus came up and spoke to them, his 11 disciples, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." We could say, that from these first two examples of Jesus' instructions, that the earliest purpose of the church was to have authority over unclean spirits and to cast them out of the lives of the afflicted, to heal every disease and every sickness, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that Jesus commanded. There are many tasks and attributes of the church seen in scriptures. The church is to teach biblical doctrine, a place of fellowship, where Christians can be devoted to one another, to instruct one, to be kind and compassionate to one another, to encourage one another and most importantly, love one another. See gotquestions.org. The church is to be a place where believers can observe the Lord's Supper, promoting fellowship and for prayer. Some final purposes of the church are to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. The church is to be about the business of ministering to those in need. This includes not only sharing the gospel, but also providing for physical needs, food, clothing, shelter, as necessary and appropriate. The church is also to equip believers in Christ with the tools they need to overcome sin and remain free from the pollution of the world. However, the Apostle Paul gives what I consider as the prime example of the purpose of the church when he taught that the church is God's hands, mouth, and feet in this world, the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12 verses 12-27. We are to be doing the things that Jesus Christ would do if he were here physically on the earth. The church is to be Christian, Christ-like, and Christ-following. The rest of this article speaks to the direction and drift, or dare I say the shipwreck, of the church. How the church has been and is being reimagined and re-identified as a means to attract the world to its doors. This, I believe, in large part comes from men such as Rick Warren and Bill Hybels, Willow Creek, Chicago, Illinois. They identified key components of the true church and adapted them to the current cultural mores, and their influence has been staggering. The results, however, have created an era of one of the biggest drifts of the church from her foundation. See, the seeker-friendly way of doing church. Is this the great apostasy described in the Bible?